don't even know what I'm talking about. You do know TV used to go off, right?
What? What?
Midnight. Done. Go to bed. Go to bed. If we go past midnight, we're going to have to charge it. Yeah, oh, TV was free. It was free, and it was shut off at midnight. I mean, shut off, not like turn off. White noise.
Dun, da, dun, dun. This station has concluded its programming for the day.
That's why people got plenty of sleep back in the day. Now you sitting there, you got 900 channels, 3 in the morning. Hey, what you watching? I don't even know what this is. I know this much. I'm paying $400 a month. I ain't never turning my TV off. They gonna find me dead flipping channels. The neighbors, we thought he was alive because the channels kept changing. You wanna have some fun with your kids? Unscrew the cable, because they can't fix nothing. They can build websites, they can go Instagram. Oh, they Instagram, say, I want you to go to the fuse box. What website's that? No. It's not thefusebox.com. It's not thefusebox.com. Look, he said, what's the fuse box? Look at him. That's your fault. That's your fault. That's not his fault. That's your fault. You got to show him where it's at before you need it. You can't wait till it's needed. You got to show him where the gas shut off is. You got to show him where the fuse box is. You got to show him where the water main is at, in the electrical panel. You got to show him that stuff. So one day when he walked through the house, you smell funny in here. Baby, that's the gas. I don't have no gas. No, baby. That's the gas in the house. Why would it be gas in the house? You know how mommy cook your breakfast and them things come on like that? It's not magic, baby, it's gas. Except when the man cut it off, then there's no magic. See, we used to know stuff like that because how our parents talked to you when you had the door open. Don't, all the air conditioning gonna get out the house. Don't leave that door open. All the air conditioning gonna get out the house. Like the air conditioner was waiting to run out. My father, you got 1.5 seconds to get out this house. Gone. You stand in the doorway. Oh, you missed a money man. You don't even know what that conversation is, do you? Mama, it's just air conditioning. Why are you tripping? It's just air conditioning. Everybody didn't have air conditioning. I'm going to tell you how crazy this was in the 70s. People would get air conditioning and call you, come by the house. We got central air. We're going to get in the car. Go get some central air. Ooh, this is nice. But we were still saving money because it was set on 78. Because we can take it to 78. We can take this. It don't kick on. It only kick on for 3 seconds. Let me ask you, what's the hardest thing in your life? What drives you crazy? What's so hard to do as a kid, 15? Why is your life so miserable? My God. What's so miserable to make you mad?
Can't go nowhere.
We gonna go. You're 15. Where you supposed to go? You won't go outside and play, so why should you go anywhere? The reason you can't go nowhere is because she gotta take you. Walk there, she'll let you go. He's like this. I don't wanna go there that bad. Just... See, it's not that you can't go nowhere, it means you won't go nowhere because you won't walk there. It's like, Mom, could you take me? Mom, could you drop me? Mom, it's only, once you use that word, it means do it yourself. Mom, it's only 4 blocks. There you go. Do you walk? No. You don't walk nowhere, do you? If you walked out your house, you'd be like a lost man. I have no signal. We Where's my house? Baby, come on back. Back up, baby. I'm right behind you. Back up. I was so scared, Mom. I was so scared. Oh, man. Crazy, dude. That's crazy, man. It's insane, but that's just how it is. That's not your fault. You just wasn't born during that time. You just can't be cool like us. You'll never be cool like us. You ain't never gonna be cool like us. We was cool just with jeans. I had no name. Jeans. Where my blue jeans? Because they blue. And then you tie dye them. You take some bleach. And you put bleach on your new jeans. And your mama, I know you ain't put no bleach. I know, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, this boy done put bleach on these new rummage sale jeans. I spent $1.25. You got to be careful how you tell on people. My thing is this. I believe, I mean, I'm like this. I'm against crazy. I'm against crime. I'm black on black, black on white. See, we literally made this a black-white issue. This, remember now, black and white people, we call it, we're in a strange place right now. It's not like the 60s and the 50s. See, 60s and 50s, we knew it was coming. We knew it was coming. Now, white kids are black, so. Was that black on black crime? Was that white on, was that black on black? Was that white on black on black? Was that black on black white? Was that white being black? Was that white being black on black? White being black on black? See, what's happening is the white kids been watching hip-hop, and we've been running out the neighborhood sending our kids to, like, suburban schools. So our kids are in private school, and white kids are hardcore. So the black kids are like this. Hey, hey, that's enough. And the white kids, I got something. I was at the Jay-Z concert was happening in Detroit this week, and I was watching. I love how people just walk. They just come down and walk to Jay-Z, and Justin Timberlake. Think about it. Did we ever think we'd see a day Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake and all the white suburban kids was going, and they were singing lyrics. Yeah, man. And the black kids, what song is? We're going to see John Mayer. We're going to see John Mayer. And now, it's got to be hard. See, I think for all this racism in, my generation has to die out. We've seen too much. We're jacked up. I'm 57. My generation and above, we are racist, sexist, ageist. We're the last dinosaur. We try not to be racist, but it's right here. It's right here. We try to talk right. Man, these two people not like me. We try not to describe race, but we were raised in a racial situation in America. Now, our kids are like this. My kids will freak you out. Oh, come on, Dad, there's no more racism. Okay, drive your car 80 miles an hour. And when they stop you, get out and say, what's up, officer? Just get out and say, what's up, officer? And find out. That's why I've trained children. I don't want y'all to get this wrong. I think there's money, because right now in America, there's no jobs. I tell young white cats, you can make money as a designated white friend who rides with us. Think about it. If you ain't got no money right now, you're the white guy that sits in the car. You sit in the passenger side, please. Who you with?
Who with Todd?
Y'all be careful. Because when you ride with us, police are confused. When brothers are driving, there's a white dude in a car like this. Can you get up? Get out. Get out. Just run home. Run home, damn it. But these are my boys. Are you black?
No, sir.
Because, you know, we got so caught up in race in this country, we forget now, it's class, it's money. It's gone beyond race. Because rich people hate poor people, whatever color they are. Rich black people don't like poor black people either. You think I'm playing? When brothers and sisters move to the suburbs and then another black person move in, oh hell, oh hell! You're gonna mess up everything! Go! Just go! This is a strange time in America. Because now we got all kind of races intermingling. You got Asian, you got black, you got Spanish, you got white, and they're having children. And they're having babies. You know, you usually can tell a mixed baby. That little sandy hair, you look at the mother. Yeah. He's half black, right? Yeah. But now I've seen some stuff. What the hell? That's a other. That's a true other. I never knew what the other was. That's that. That's that. What the hell is that? He's Korean black Spanish. Korean black Spanish. And the kid's like this.
I know.
I got good hair though. Their hair is always going to be our situation. Hair. Black hair is always going to be a situation with us. I'm glad we're wearing afros. I'm seeing sisters and brothers wearing afros again, rocking that natural hair, you know? Now, trust me, black natural hair takes work. When white, y'all sometimes, I'm not doing anything. Black people, I got to get some of this stuff out. You can't go 2 days without combing because that's where dreads came from. Somebody said, forget it. I'm done. I'm gonna let it do what it do. And then it dreaded up. His friends, man, that's what you do. Nothing. I didn't do nothing. That's how you get this. Oh, it's crazy, man. I look at this world. I got a friend of mine, man, has a young daughter, man. She just graduated from kindergarten. They had a celebration. They had a kindergarten graduation. I'm like, when I was coming up, you just went on the first grade. Wasn't nobody talking about it. Matter of fact, you're supposed to go. Who flunked kindergarten? Who doesn't make it? Who gets? We're going to have to hold Timmy back. Oh, damn, again. How can you not get out of kindergarten? All you do is coloring. You know your name. Unless you sit there, Timmy. That's you, man. Oh. It was a pop quiz. That was a pop quiz. What grade do you teach right here? What grade do you teach? Fifth grade? Have you ever seen a kid flunk kindergarten? How? Huh? What's the requirements? What is on the syllabus? Today, we're going to get some crayons out. For the more advanced, the AP kindergartners, you will get 32 box crayons. For the other kids, we're going with 8 and 16. How do you flunk kindergarten? Can't read? Look at these teachers. Look at her, she mad. You got to be able to read down kindergarten. I'm 57. We're the greatest generation. We're the baby boomer generation. We couldn't read in kindergarten. All these great inventions because of us. We couldn't read jack to third grade. You had that big pencil with them lines. And all you had to do was write in the lines. You going to third grade. Look at you. We turned out all right. Think about it. Some kids develop late. And some kids develop early and dumb the rest of their life. Oh, in kindergarten, he was a beast. He could outread everybody. Now you see him out there on the corner. Baby, woo, hi. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. M-O-P-M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. That's where his brain shut down. Flunking kindergarten. What grade do you teach?
Kindergarten.
Look, she got attitude. She a kindergarten teacher. Okay, I'm in your kindergarten class. I'm in your kindergarten class. Give me one question. I'm in your kindergarten class. What's your name? Miss Jackson, I'm a grown man.
So you can tell she's a kindergarten teacher, my name is Jackson. You can call me nasty if you want to. What have you done for me lately?
Corey, like, what the hell was that? See,
you missed about 15 years of life.
I like when parents defend their little crazy child. That's why I think the first day of school, who got kids in school? Who got kids in school? Got kids in school? Got kids in school? This is what you should do the first day. Don't let the kids come. Let the parents come. Oh, his son gonna be crazy. You can look at the parents. Uh-oh. What's your last name? Oh, damn. If you just look at the parents, you know which kids I gotta get him out of my class before the first day. Because his mom was there.
May I say something? May I say something?
See, I can't be a school teacher because I'm too honest. That's why I can't keep many jobs. See, people say they want honesty. Everybody says, oh, I want honesty. No, you don't. No, you don't. I can't be a teacher sitting there. Why my son flunked? Because he's the dumbest one in the class. I'm surprised he got to fifth grade. I don't know how. He should be in kindergarten. That's where he needs to be. You know what I'm saying, right? People need to be able to tell the truth. Like all my teachers, y'all gotta be sitting there, okay, what do you do when you got, do you teach in public school or like private school? Oh, so the biggest thing with you is, we had a bake sale and all the money didn't come in. Who has the bake sale money? We are locking these doors. We're using our honesty caps. Everybody put on their honesty cap. Johnny, take the money. And what do we do when we lie, Johnny? We say we're sorry. So don't you ever say, it's so hard being a teacher. I want you to be a substitute teacher in the Detroit public school system. Not for a week, 1 day. Just going through the metal detector. Whoop, 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 whoop. It was crazy, right? That's why you went to public, went to private school, right? So what's the worst? What's the worst thing happened in private school? Crazy parents. What's a crazy parent? I will take all my money. I swear to God. There will be no trip to New York. There will be no trip to New York. I will shut it down. I will take the hot dog stand away from the games. There won't be a hot dog stand. Oh, they think they own you because they do. They do. If I spend $40,000 a year, oh, he gonna pass. Cause the check cleared. Oh, you ain't flunking him. Not for $40,000. That's an automatic ride to the next class. For $40,000, how you gonna flunk this child? Man, see these black parents and my white parents from inner city Detroit. You send your kid to school for 40 grand, had that parent meeting. He did what? I'll be right back. He'll come in. I want someone to apologize. Say what I said. I'd like to volunteer. $40,000, you act like a fool. We could have gone somewhere with your money. Who's a parent here got a kid in school having a hard time? Can't figure out what to do. I'll help you out. I'll help you out. Anybody. What's wrong? Shout it out. What are they doing? What won't he do? He won't do homework? That's easy. He ain't doing homework. Taking one of those vacant buildings. This where you gonna live. You can't read or write. This where you live. I'll see you tomorrow. Now you hang in there. You can't go home nowhere. You can't read the street sign. Being a president, I would not ever want that job. You can't make anybody, nobody happy. Nobody's happy. We need this. Well, if you get this, we don't know. What about us? What are we going to get? No, don't give it. I wouldn't get up. I'd be in my bed. Mr. President, I'm sick. We got stuff to do. Go ahead and do it. Do your thing. Do what you got to do. Michelle, do it. Michelle, go ahead. Michelle got it. Think about it. Who would want that job? Who here would run for president? Who? Who here would run for president? Who here want to be the president of the class? Or you would run for president? Have you run for anything before? What'd you run for? Huh? School board is different. School board president. We need books. Where are we going to get the books at? We'll table that for next week. School board is crazy, too. I've seen some of your stuff on YouTube. Y'all need to quit taping Detroit. I ain't trying to say nothing. I mean, that was cool before there was YouTube and Facebook. But that's why people think Detroit crazy. Y'all be like this, say something else. Say something else. And that's the school board president. I care everybody else be here. Quit taping it. Quit taping them, man. It's crazy. Okay, what's the hardest part? School board, being a school board president, what's the hardest part? What's the hardest part of that job? Huh, parents? Why you let them come? See, that's how you solve problems. Let me be a consultant. See, consultant means I don't have to know what I'm doing. You just pay me anyway, and I give you suggestions. See, consultant's a great job. I think you should just go ahead and spend the money. It didn't work. My bad. I'm just a consultant. You shouldn't have done what I say. I'm just... And parents, I like when parents defend their little crazy child. That's why I think the first day of school... Who got kids in school? Who got kids in school? Got kids in school? Got kids in school? This is what you should do the first day. Don't let the kids come. Let the parents come. Oh, his son's gonna be crazy. You can look at the parents. Uh-oh. What's your last name? Oh, damn. If you just look at the parents, you know which kids I gotta get him out of my class before the first day. Because his mom was there. May I say something? May I say something? See, I can't be a school teacher because I'm too honest. That's why I can't keep many jobs. See, people say they want honesty. Everybody says, oh, I want honesty. No, you don't. No, you don't. I can't be a teacher sitting there. Why my son flunked? Because he's the dumbest one in the class. I'm surprised he got to fifth grade. I don't know how. He should be in kindergarten. That's where he needs to be. You know what I'm saying, right? People need to be able to tell the truth. Like all my teachers, y'all gotta sit there. Okay, what do you do when you got, do you teach in public school or like private school? Oh, so the biggest thing with you is, we had a bake sale and all the money didn't come in. Who has the bake sale money? We are locking these doors. We're using our honesty caps. Everybody put on their honesty cap. Johnny, take the money. And what do? When we lie, Johnny? We say we're sorry. So don't you ever say, it's so hard being a teacher. I want you to be a substitute teacher in the Detroit public school system. Not for a week, not for a week, one day. Just going through the metal detector. Whoop, 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 whoop. It was crazy, right? That's why you went to public, to private school, right? So what's the worst? What's the worst thing happened in private school? Crazy parents? What's a crazy parent? I will take all my money. I swear to God. There will be no trip to New York. There will be no trip to New York. I will shut it down. I will take the hot dog stand away from the games. There won't be a hot dog stand. Oh, they think they own you because they do. They do. If I spend $40,000 a year, oh, he gonna pass. Because the check clear. Oh, you ain't fucking him. Not for $40,000. That's an automatic ride to the next class. For $40,000, how you gonna flunk this child? Man, see these black parents and my white parents from inner city Detroit. You send your kid to school for 40 grand, have that parent meeting. He did what? I'll be right back. He'll come in. I want someone to apologize. Say it. Seven or six. Elected volunteer. $40,000, you act like a fool. We could have gone somewhere with your money. If I had gone to NBC, I have this idea of a crazy kid named Honey Boo Boo. Honey Boo Boo Child. They go, that ain't real. I think it is. I think there's some kid somewhere that's a fat model that like to play in the mud. Her name is Honey Boo Boo Child. And her uncle loses a leg to diabetes and they bring him candy in the hospital. Did y'all see the episode? He lost his leg to diabetes and he gonna want some candy now. That's how he lost his leg the first time. See, we're at that age now too. Diabetes, high blood pressure, that stuff is real. See, diabetes didn't just hit you. It didn't hit you at 50. Diabetes been building up since candy, snicker, candy, licorice, atomic, candy. Kool-Aid with this much sugar at the bottom. It's like quicksand. So by the time you get to the doctor, you're like 45 years old. What? I'm diabetic. But I walk. I walk every day to the candy store. How many of y'all go to get your blood pressure checked and you fear it, so you try to walk real slow and breathe real slow? Wait. You know you got high blood pressure because they keep pumping. That's the active arm. Do the other arm. And you have them crazy numbers. You 300 over 280. Oh, it went down some since last week. I cut out bacon. And see, there are people, anybody here like vegetarian against killing animals? I mean, like, yeah, because I know this is Michigan, you don't probably have but one or two. See, California. The poor animal, you can't kill the animal. We eat vegetables. God made it so if you can't run fast, you get killed. It's in the Bible, 2 Corinthians, thou shalt run as fast as you can. And when caught, you shall be eaten. Anybody here vegetarian? My daughter's a vegetarian. You vegetarian? Why are you vegetarian? You don't even know why, do you? It sounded cool. I don't eat meat anymore. And I'm so hungry right now. You're hungry right now. Your blood sugar's so low. Look at all these meat eaters. Ha ha! Ah ha ha! Stay there, you! How long is he gonna talk? I thought this was a half hour show. How long is this show? I need a carrot. So why'd you become a vegetarian? When you became a vegetarian? Yeah, because it ain't natural. It's not natural. Look, okay, I'm gonna help you out. Look at life, look at the jungle. Who's the one running after everybody? Lions, tigers, eat meat. Look at little vegetarians. Trying to get to a hole. Go. We lost Jimmy. Watch Animal Planet. You'll start eating sandwiches. I always want to be like Michael Jackson. I always want to do this. Security. They ain't cheap. I went to the hat shop downtown, man. I should have just bought the feather and put it behind my ear. Man, Detroit. Detroit. This is it. This is it. Took us a little while to get here. Been trying to make it work, been trying to get here, man. Do you know what? You know, this is, I'm going to tell y'all, we're going to do it right now. They're talking about the city of Detroit being bankrupt. People don't know about Detroit. People are like, man, you're going to go to Detroit, ain't no money. No, city broke. Folks got money. City broke. There's a big difference when the city broke. See, when the city broke, it means you don't have no water, no police, no firemen. The streets going to stay jacked up. I mean, y'all going to be messed up. And now you got to know how to fight because the police ain't going to be able to come. See, you gotta think outside the box. If I was a martial artist, I would open up martial arts schools called Protect Yourself. Protect yourself at all times. Because think about it. It takes the police in Detroit, what, 38 minutes to get there? You dead. They just picking the body up. There he is, we found him. Still got the cell phone in his hand. Yep. But you gotta be careful to stand your ground. Yeah, we're going to talk about that right now. I wish he had been in Detroit and followed somebody. I just wish we'd be having a whole nother court case. See, if that had been Detroit, and you chase a brother? Oh, really? He'd have come around the corner, there'd been seven of them. So what's up? You got a gun? Everybody got a gun. You need more than one. See, we're laughing, man, but that, you know, that thank you, baby. Thank you so much. You gotta be careful when people say love you, because you, there's payments. With Trayvon's case, what makes me so angry, man. I mean, I know the people here, nobody said take away your gun. Nobody trying to take your gun. Can't nobody take your gun in Detroit? No way. He's going to come get your gun. Nobody. I'm just saying you can't follow people with a gun and then not expect to get beat down. Think about it. That's what happens. He got caught in a fight. You can tell he don't fight. He never fought. Plus, everybody knows that if a police officer follows you, he got to at least say, hey, I'm the police. Somewhere, either after he shoots you or before he shoots you. But somewhere, they got to have it on tape. Stop, I'm the police. My bad. We can edit that for the press later on. He had that gun behind him and never said anything because he couldn't wait to use it. He couldn't wait to use it. Even gangsters give you a chance. Everybody knows the international symbol for I got a gun. What's up? Now you can change your attitude. Hey. You want some soda? My man said, yeah, everybody know that. See, my thing is this. He got beat up and he got thrown off. Because I don't stand your ground. So stand your ground is, if you chase me, I'm standing my ground. But if I start winning, now you stand your ground? So it's like, fight and quit, fight and win. Okay, it's your turn. I was winning. Now it's your turn. Okay, you winning. Okay, my turn. Once a fight start, when you get beat down, you go home. Okay, I can't fight people like that no more. And you learn something from it, like, I'm not a good fighter. I need to stay in the car. He's around the corner. Then you have no issue. See, black neighborhood watch is totally different. You don't get no car. You stay in your house. Your family, get away from the window! Get away from the window! Did they see you? Don't call the police. Did they see you? Don't call the police. Oh, I love shoes. You know what? These shoes look good, but my toe hurt. So bad. I violated every rule. I put on some new shoes tonight, and I look good. Every time I walk, the little toe, stop, stop, stop. That's why you see me do this. The little toe just hanging on this one. It's just on top. The little toe is piggybacking on the other toe. Let me ride, let me ride, let me ride, let me ride. I'm making a shoe for people over 50. It's got a flap. You open it up and let that little toe come out, get some air. Let that corn get hard and put it on back in there. Man. I had something happen to me, freak me out. I didn't know it. They said it was in my family. I never heard it. Anybody had a toe hurt so bad? I was walking. My toe, I thought I broke my toe. I was walking, and I pushed it on for 2 weeks. Then I got to the point, I had flip-flops, and the wind would blow. Woo! Woo! And the wind would blow. So I went to the doctor, man, I broke my foot. He touched it. You got gout. I said, what the hell? Gout? I can't have gout. What's gout? It sound ugly. It sound ugly, people get gout. Ugly. I'm the ugly people. He says, severe arthritis. Have you ever had it? But you heard about it. Anybody here got gout? See? See, everybody, look at the rest of them. You can tell who got gout. Watch when people leave tonight. That foot will not bend. That foot. And the only medication they got for gout kills your liver. So they tell you, take it for a day, but not more than a day because your liver shut down. I'm like, I said, I ain't taking this. My foot said, you better try it. The liver said, I'm strong, take it. Ooh, that was the worst. So now, man, I got these shoes on. All I can think about when this show's over, I'm putting my flip-flops back on because my feet, I understand women. I'm telling you something. I'm telling you, when your shoes hurt, you look at women different. Girl, I feel you. You got some of them sandals in your purse I can wear. You got them little walk-around sandals. I'm going to make them for men, walk-around sandals. So when you get to the place, the club, take your shoe off. Because I'm going to tell you, whenever you see Sinbad sitting in the restaurant, my shoes are off. If you see me dressed up, the first thing I do is I kick my shoes off. So if there's a fire, I'm going to slip out. I'm going to get out. But I'm going to slip and slide on the way out. I'd rather have my foot on some grease and have it be free. Because feet have their own brain. Because like this, oh, you ain't paying attention? You ain't paying attention? You ain't paying attention? You ain't paying attention? Walk. Walk to the bathroom, see how you look. You can't bend, you gotta place it.